Welcome to Idle Red Hands, a podcast from Japan about gaming and gamer life.
And welcome to Idle Red Hands. I'm Chris.
I'm Wayne.
And that's it. Lyle ran a Marvel game last week, and it was such an amazing game, so much yelling and screaming that he completely lost his voice.
Well, I guess so.
That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. No, it's allergies or something. But he did actually lose his voice, so that's why he's not on today.
So instead, we're doing an Idle Red Hands first of putting up an actual play of the Monster Hearts game that Chris is running every month.
Yes.
So yeah, there's four players. This recent session, we added a new one. So we have Tom playing Cage, the ghoul. We have myself playing January, the hollow. We have Yujiro playing Catherine, the ghost. And we have Alan playing Zachary, the werewolf.
And we have me playing me. We're running the game.
Playing everybody else.
Exactly. So yeah, we pick it up without much introduction. This obviously wasn't the plan for the podcast this week, but we pick it up recalling the previous section. A few things to take note of. We say a couple of phrases in there that refer to Monster Hearts mechanical things. For example, turn someone on.
And then we kind of go over the moves a little bit more once we actually start playing the game after a couple minutes.
If you are interested in running Monster Hearts and you're taking Wayne and my advice in doing so, this is probably a pretty good fresher course.
Yeah, I think we'll also put links in the show notes to the free player and MC reference sheets.
Yeah.
And you can use those to follow along and see what happens.
And if we're really lucky, Wayne will put a link up to the forum where he's writing down the game session reviews.
Well, maybe. Well, I'm definitely putting up pictures of the characters, because those are too good to not put up.
One of the rules, all guys must be shirtless.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is kind of just a special one-off because we're one-off of regular podcasters, but we hope to eventually put up more actual play podcasts in addition to regular episodes, not instead of. So for what it's worth, this week, please enjoy. Hope you like it, and if not, we'll be back to the regular schedule next week. Oh, that reminds me, we're actually very interested in hearing what you think of it. If you like hearing actual plays, or if there's any, if you don't like hearing them, or if there's any specific games that you'd like to hear, please do send us an email, and hopefully I'll have the comments turned back on by the time this goes up. So thanks a lot, and enjoy. All right, so we'll start by, I guess, recapping the last session so that you can catch up on the game.
I have no idea.
Put your characters' background together.
So we're redoing the background again, kind of.
No.
No.
Actually, this is a werewolf. He's playing a werewolf, and the werewolf's background is actually pretty good for this. It's
It's
not very interactive. So let's recap what happened last time.
Stuff.
Thanks.
Previously on Monster Hearts.
I like your radio voice now.
Wild party. People got drunk. Fights broke out. Cat fights.
What happened at the party to Catherine?
Let's see. My friend got, gangbanged by a bunch of football players.
You don't know that.
Well,
it disappeared.
What all likelihood.
Oh.
Oh, right. Okay. And let's see. I got hit on by some big buff football player dude who got me a little tipsy. That's about it, really. I got a relatively easy at the party, considering what happened to the other players and NPCs.
What happened to January?
Let's see. She, to work off the, I guess, debt or whatever of beating up Vivian, she was told to go upstairs by Danielle and make sure whoever was up there had a good time. That was the chubby nerd Billy, and she threatened to send him to the hospital if he tried anything. Then went downstairs. Then Catherine and January were getting ready to leave, and then all hell kind of broke loose, and they came back. And since Cage was involved in all hell breaking loose, I'll turn it over to him.
Yeah, well, I first started by having sex.
Good start.
It was my so-called girlfriend at that time, Vivian. And then I went downstairs with her, and then her ex, or whatever, the Lance guy, came to me with his football team. Football?
Hockey
team.
Field hockey, yeah.
And we started a big fight outside in the yard. And that's when I broke loose, and I kind of smashed his face.
you're glossing over something there, but all right.
More than once, I think.
Yeah. And then that's what caused the riot, and the cops came. And Emma's came.
Cool.
Yep, cops came, and we all just hoofed it through the woods to...
Your apartment.
Motel.
Motel.
Yeah, and...
What happened there?
Look at you with your innocent face, like, what happened there? You know full well what happened there. Nice one.
Sound a little like a therapist.
So then what happened? And tell me, how did you feel about it?
Catherine convinced January to let Cage inside the room, even though particularly didn't want to.
I went to take a shower.
That's not all you did. took a shower, pinned January on the bed, where she had to promise...
You make it sound so rapey. I think you started it.
I did. Fair enough. Fair enough. Lost my train of thought.
promised.
Yeah. Poor Alan's like, what the hell did I get into? I promised Cage that if he took me on a date, I would show him a good time. Meanwhile, Catherine was doing what?
You were freaking out.
Bleeding well, profusely really from the nose.
Freaking out. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't...
It was a mild freak out on the Catherine scale.
And, well, since Cage did come out of the shower without anything on...
He was wearing a towel.
He was wearing a towel.
He was.
Didn't he remove it?
No, I didn't.
Really?
I never did.
Perhaps you were imagining him in no towel.
Okay, all right. Catherine imagined Cage in no towel, and she was kind of turned on.
Yes.
What happened to Billy?
Well, he's dead.
Oh, that's right.
According to the news, he was missing, I think. No, not found dead.
Yeah, that's right. So next morning, we found out that Billy was missing. went to go talk to Danielle. Her parents were there. Danielle tricked us into hanging around while the cop showed up.
I didn't go inside, though.
That's right, Cage didn't go inside.
I stayed outside to see what would happen first.
Yeah. So the cops talked to January and Catherine while Cage was outside.
Yes, and then I noticed that it was taking too long and they weren't coming out, so I decided to do some my own investigating. So I went to see where Billy was last seen, and I believe I found some torn t-shirt parts and clothing and a very, very strange footprint. No, not human footprint.
What did it look like?
It was three-toed?
Mm-hmm.
Three-toed?
But you made it up, so.
Yeah. A three-toed, footprint. Bigger than that, human.
Cool.
And you also started a whole lot of birds that took off making a real loud noise.
That's right, all the crows around.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool. And so, Zachary.
Yeah.
Zachary Flinch.
What's up?
So what were you doing during the party?
Oh, man. I came late. Because I was busy. You know, I needed to get whatever daylight was left.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of missed what was going on at the party. I ended up just kind of flirting with whatever.
Whoever.
I guess I can go both ways.
Inanimate objects and people.
Lamp. All right. Hello, so cool lamp. You know, I've been in the sun for a while. I thought I was in attractive shape.
What base did you get to?
Literally. Oh, look at that.
I don't know. I guess I made out with a girl, but it didn't really get much farther than that. I got her number. Cute little redhead.
Nice.
You know? Guess she told me to see you at school.
Do you intend to see her?
You know... No.
Wow, and here I thought you said you were going to be nice. You're just like already a jerk.
Well, I'm, you know, if I bump into her, I guess that's all right. However, I'm not going to go out of my way or anything.
Cool. Got to play it cool.
All right. I'm going to have a few questions for you guys.
You don't actually
have to answer the questions now. if you want to answer, that's fantastic. It helps me. But if not, you want to think about it, that's also okay.
Right.
Catherine, you blamed both of them during the whole bedroom kind of scene.
Oh, God.
why?
Crap, it's been so long, I actually don't remember.
They were making out of the bed, turning each other on. So you blame them. It has something to do with your death or the circumstances surrounding your death.
Ew.
As you mentioned,
yeah.
But you didn't say what it was or how it was. So the vision of two people having or almost having sex in the same room of you caused you to blame them.
Okay, well, let's see, since I actually don't remember my train of thought, I'm going to just make it up on the spot. Let's just say, I was killed by my father while he was raping me.
Okay. Oh!
Oh my god.
Well, that's a bit of a reveal.
We kind of already knew that, but just like, wham! Down comes the curtain.
Well, when I figure I had to make something up on this spot.
Was there more to it, though? Because there, you blamed both of them.
Ah,
if it was just your father, I can see you blaming Cage, but you blamed January, too.
Because she's a bitch. Well, no. Let's see. I see myself as being the one who turned my father on.
Was it your real father, or was it like a Humbert?
Not a real father.
Oh, wow.
No.
And that sets the tone for the game.
Baggage. Major baggage.
Oh, man.
January, do you intend to keep good on your promise with Cage? To put out for a nice date?
I don't believe... Damn it, I have to say I. I don't believe I said put out. I said I would show Cage a nice time. If he did,
wash that spot right.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. And yes,
you do intend to.
Yes.
Okay. Cage. Yes. For this session, we're going to start back in school. Why haven't you been arrested for liquidating Lance's face?
The counselor. What's his name again?
Hoffman.
Hoffman. He put a good word for me.
Okay.
He didn't mention your middle name of The Rage.
All right, cool. We'll start the session then right after you. So we need to do your backstory here. So please read out the first line of your backstory.
You lack subtlety. Give a string to everyone.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, everyone.
Your name is Zachary?
Yes. Zachary Flinch. But you can call me Zach. You guys can't. you can.
Because you're hot.
Well, it's the little, he's a little goth chica.
You know that those piercings like might be silver.
Like the, oh.
You're so hot.
I reserve narrative.
Got
right.
A lip piercing, too. I guess it's going to be somewhat comedic.
So worth it. And can you read out the second one, please?
Sure. You spent 2 weeks watching someone from a distance. Their scent and mannerisms are unmistakable to you now. Takes two strings on them.
So, you can choose among the players, of course. Also, here is the seating chart of the homeroom.
The small homeroom.
Yep. We got Cage. Him.
Cage.
Vivian.
Whoa.
You heard kind of the story going on with...
A little bit.
Marco, big football player.
Ooh.
Sarah, she's I think what was
Bucktooth
the...
Bucktooth Creeper.
Bucktooth Creeper was the condition we gave her.
She had glasses?
Yes. She had glasses?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I imagine
big, thick frame glasses.
Oh, man. Awesome.
She was... Yeah.
Danielle, she's a cheerleader. Oh, sorry. Vivian is the head cheerleader. Danielle is another cheerleader.
Danielle's one of Vivian's toadies, and she's the one who had the house party over the weekend while her parents were away.
Okay. It does say Vivian's bitch.
Yeah.
You could say that instead of toady.
January there. Angie, she's a foreign exchange student from Vietnam. Billy, you heard what happened to him.
Billy.
That is now an empty seat.
Yes. Ooh, I guess
See, I was planning for it all along.
We got a new student from the San Andreas. No, sorry.
Lance, you know him. He's the head of the hockey team. He's going to be absent today.
Okay.
Minus a face.
And where does, what was your name again?
Catherine.
Catherine. Where does Catherine sit?
Hello,
she's not in his homeroom?
She also joined late. So
no seat for you. I get Billy's seat.
You get Billy's seat? All right, so you can have...
Oh, front and center? No way, dude.
This is the front center. The teacher's desk is to the side.
Oh, I see.
Actually, I think I don't sit there anymore. I don't think January sits there anymore.
That's right, because that's actually Vivian's seat. Right. We just stole it for the first one.
That's right. So we've swapped back.
That's okay. It's not really a big deal past the first session where you actually sit.
Oh, you can add seats? Then could I have the...
Sure!
Can I have the seat farthest from
any... And it's made out of fire! I can do anything I want!
My seat? Because, I... No,
I would like a corner seat.
For effect, let's keep a...
Billy seat empathy?
Yeah.
We put, a flower on it or something like that?
Actually, that's a really good idea. Let's say, as you walk in, there are several flowers on Billy's seat. You know how it is in high school. Somebody that commits suicide, everybody's like, oh, he was so...
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking I may have... Yeah. Who's this Angig?
Angie.
Oh, Angie.
Yeah, she's a Vietnamese foreign exchange student.
She wasn't at the party, was she?
She was not at the party, no.
Why was she not at the party?
I know, right? What's wrong with her?
I was looking for her the entire time.
That, that's the girl you were making out with.
Because
her.
She's hot, right?
No, you said redhead.
Redhead, redhead. Oh, so, yeah, I was looking for Angie.
Doesn't have to be someone in that class.
Yeah, it's a whole school.
Okay.
Good question. You can even make someone up.
I could make someone up.
Oh, I know who goes in the seat. Mary.
Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is Mary?
So, Mary, friend that, yeah, the one who he's convinced has been gang raped. So why not? Let's add that to the fiction.
Ouch.
I don't know. He said it's not me.
That's Yujiro. Yujiro's always dark. I mean, in a disturbing way. I'll bash my head against the door, but...
So yeah, I'm really not too familiar with like how the strings work, but would it be best if I chose one of the other PCs? Or...
It's a bit more interactive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the way strings work is you can spend them to do various things. You can spend them when you're rolling against the person to add one to your roll.
Okay.
You can spend them when that person is rolling against you to give them a minus one.
Okay.
Yeah. You can spend a string to offer them experience to do something you want, such as in the last session, Cage was still going ballistic on Lance's face when the cops were coming. January had a string on him, and I said, we need to leave now. I spent a string on Cage to say, I'm offering you an XP if we leave right now.
All
right. And he took it. Another thing you can do with strings is force someone to hold steady. So again, like if someone's doing something you don't like, you spend a string on them to make
freak
them do
something.
Yeah, freak them out. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to have strings on NPCs. It's definitely more interesting to have strings on PCs.
Well, to keep it easy, I was thinking, keep on going. I should put my two strings on one person, right?
You have to.
Catherine. You have to.
Catherine. All right, so you've been stalking Catherine for 2 weeks.
I've been stalking you.
Well, stalking you've been...
You know, I'm not... I don't know. There's just something that keeps drawing me to this damaged goods, man. But
scent of blood.
Irresistible scent of blood
What is it? What is it that draws you to her?
I don't know, man. Her, she's like a damaged kitten. She's just like a hurt little
right
kitten
for
that's like
taking.
Licking her paw, you know, and I'm just like, oh.
So is it sympathy?
A little.
Oh. And what does she smell like?
What does she smell like?
It says you know her smell.
Fear.
She smells like angel dust.
Wait, like the literal angel dust or the drug?
yeah, no.
Yeah, both.
Not like baby powder.
Okay. That's really interesting, actually.
I'm disturbing.
Catherine smells like baby powder.
Wow. Okay. That's all on your sheet. You can, where it says strings, you can write Catherine too. So you've all got a little thing on it. Because like as you spend them, you just cross them off.
And she sits next to me, so that's probably why I was stalking her for two
Sweet.
Weeks.
Sweet.
Yeah, you sit like between her and her best friend. There's probably some kind of drama going on there.
I know. I'm oblivious to it, honestly.
All right, so we're going to start out in class. So it's Monday. We have skipped over Sunday, just so you're all aware. You can make up whatever you like happened on Sunday, of course.
Hangover.
Served.
Most likely.
And I slept, like, till 2.
Really? You don't get up with the sun?
I know, I get up early, and then I slept till 2, and then I got up and ate a bowl of cereal, and then, I don't know, watched TV.
Do you have parents? Do you live with your parents?
I think I live with my mom.
Okay, just mom. I need to write that down. Zach.
Hi, Zach's mom.
Mrs. Flinch.
All right. Today is going to be science experiment day in your homeroom class. So a lot of the desks are all pushed together, so you can do experiments together.
God.
Let's see here. So let's see. We'll have Marco. Oh, wait. We have a couple here. Let's see. Lance, of course, is out today, probably in the hospital. Billy is out every day forever. let's see here. Mary is also out today.
Dropping like flies.
Yeah, right? So it looks like Zach and Catherine, you're going to be working together. See, Cage, you're going to be with Sarah.
We're working together.
I thought Sarah also got...
No. She did not. We don't really know what happened to her.
Oh, Sarah's okay?
Last time we checked on her, she was just surrounded by a bunch of football players doing a bunch of stupid stuff because she was drunk off her ass.
Oh, okay.
Two cheerleaders together. Marco and January.
Oh, bogus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's boring.
Huh? Oh, but no one gets with Angie. Oh, man. Put her in my group. We'll have a group of three.
why not? You can work with the teacher. That's so cool. What's Angie like?
She's quiet.
Yeah.
I mean...
She cute?
Well...
I believe the question you need to ask is, what does she smell like?
What does she smell like? She smells like patchouli. So I guess she's kind of got a little bit of a hippie in her.
Oh. And she's a hippie.
By the way, did you take that heightened senses move?
I did. Oh, wait. Okay. Yes. Why do you ask?
I was just curious.
Are you going to try to abuse my powers?
No, I'm not going to.
You're like, he's got heightened senses. Hey,
no, I don't. No, exactly. I don't.
What you doing tonight?
I don't metagame. I don't know you have that. That's not a character.
Sure. But you have a string. Okay. You guys, I'm not subtle.
Okay. Yeah.
You're doing an experiment with some kind of chemicals, maybe seeing what happens when you mix acid and water or something like that. It's been a long time since I take a chemistry class, so I don't remember.
Don't read that literally.
But it involves acid, Bunsen burners, different colored things, and stuff like that.
Well, a good thing I have Angie. Sorry. Angie seems to know what she's doing, actually.
Oh, lucky.
And do you?
Yeah.
Good thing I have the best lab partners, because I have no idea. What is this? Sodium chloride, and you're lighting it on fire to, and mixing it with hydrochloric acid to make what? Water? Oh my god. We just made water out of air. Sorry.
I seem a little preoccupied, so my heart is not quite in the experiment.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Catherine's just kind of sitting there.
Hey, really Angie, thank you very much.
All right, Cage. Where's Sarah?
Sarah's the
Bucktooth creeper.
And she came as a clown, right? And the
clown. Oh, man, yes.
I can't remember.
Maybe
I tried... January found out that Sarah had a crush on Cage. Was trying to get back at Cage and Vivian for just being bitchy and tried to entice Sarah to show up to the party looking hot. Unfortunately, she showed up looking like a pig with makeup.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah. Actually, I'm just going to use DM Fiat here, and I'm just going to switch because I think it's just better to have you two interacting together. So Sarah is up at the front, and January's back with you.
All right.
It's good.
So it's you and me?
It's this.
Do my Bucktooth creeper.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sure. She's watched her come in with braces next week. It was just like...
I think she has them already.
Oh, she has them already? That's awesome.
Yes.
We had the whole weekend this past Sunday. You're hungry.
Oh.
And I don't mean like burger hungry. I mean like...
hungry. Hippo.
Okay.
What's wrong, Cage? You're looking kind of pale.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry.
When's lunch? Is lunch before or after homeroom?
Before, that's right.
Yeah, homeroom's at the beginning of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Well, I'm not going to make you a sandwich. You know that already.
You can buy me a soda.
Buy you a soda? That's going to be it? Why don't you get Vivian to buy you a soda?
That's a good idea. I might ask Vivian to that then. Oh, but you still owe me a date.
I owe you? No. Yes, you owe me a date.
Oh, so yeah. I owe you a date.
And also, I don't think asking Vivian to get you a soda is such a good idea.
Then why don't we go out to get some soda right now together?
During class?
Yes. I'll go first, you come after.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well,
how about you just do the experiment?
I'm too hungry to work.
What are you hungry for?
Sex.
or
chaos, but here?
Who do you want? There's a table with a fire-producing device, a Bunsen burner, and a jar of acid. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Not to mention, isn't Vivian in the room, too?
If Vivian's in the room, and you're not hungry for sex. You're hungry for sex with Vivian.
That's right. Okay, so that's my hunger. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I complete my hunger, then what do I get you?
You get experience.
Awesome.
We got a highlight.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks.
Almost forgot. Sorry. Pause. We need the highlight stats. All right. String count. Who's got what on what? Who thinks they have the highest on Zach? Everybody's got one on Zach.
Everybody has one on Zach.
All right.
Cool.
So we'll see.
Because of your backstory, right? You gave a string to everybody.
Oh, okay.
We're now seeing who has the highest string. We all have one. So therefore, you pick one of the three of us, and that person will highlight one of your stats.
Let's do him last so that we see if they get shared on.
Sure.
Who has the most on Cage, do you reckon?
I have none.
None on Cage. Do you have any on Cage?
None
on Cage.
So therefore you pick Cage, because we have the same number.
Oh, three guys?
Yep.
Okay.
I think between Yujiro and I, because... No, actually, sorry. between everybody because we all have zero.
Mm. And what does it mean when you highlight?
Remember, when you roll a highlighted stat mark experience.
Oh, it's these ones.
So those will change. Now, you're hot and dark. You'll erase those, and they'll change.
That's right, that's right.
So who's highlighting your stat there, Tom?
I want to highlight.
No. You don't choose. You don't choose. You choose one of the three of us.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see, I see. Okay. Mm. Well, you can choose.
Oh, me?
Yes.
You know, I like being a dick, dude. I am... screw it. Volatile.
Volatile. Ooh, violence. Ooh.
I'm so glad you picked that. I wanted to see some chaos.
Well, that's why I picked it, yeah.
I'm going to choose hot.
Oh, you choose. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I choose one, and then another player chooses one. Who has strings on January?
I have two strings.
Two strings. I think you're going to win, then.
All right. What stat would you like to highlight on January?
Cool, volatile.
Like I said, I want chaos and volatile.
For everyone, I'm going to go with dark.
I was nothing.
Okay. Who's got strings on Catherine? You probably win.
I do have two.
I got two, too.
So oh, you got two.
Oh, okay. I know she's dead. I know she died. Oh,
that's right.
Her backstory.
So you draw?
Yeah.
Who? Which of these?
Oh, go ahead. All
right. No, they both have two.
Mm-hmm. No, so I
picked Tom. Right?
Yeah, so yeah. Oh, he picked Tom. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Which stat of his would you like to highlight?
Let's see your stats. Cold.
Oh. And I'm going to highlight hot.
Oh, interesting.
Hot and cold.
Hot and cold.
It's a good thing you didn't pick me. I was going to pick volatile.
All right. So now your choice of these three gentlemen. Who would you like to choose your stats to?
Well, I'm moseying up over to Cage and January's little study group.
Oh, first, just choose.
And I asked January for her number.
I'm thinking hot.
Yeah. Hot, and you can mark it with the pencil if you want. So cool. Don't use that erasable pen if you want.
All right. And I'm going to choose... Let's see what you do with that heightened sense. So I'm going to choose dark. So if you roll with either of those stats, you get experience.
All
right. Sorry for the pause there. So yes, that's where we were.
And Zachary just wandered over?
Sure. Sounds like it.
Ask me for...
Yeah. I saw you briefly at the party the other night, just storming out.
I didn't see you.
Yeah, I got there late.
There's a lot happened, I guess.
You know, I was just wondering if I get your number, maybe we could hang out later.
I guess so. You got a phone?
My mom does. That's why I wanted your number.
All right, so just get things rolling. Here we go. I don't see how I could work that. No, screw it. All right. I come from attacking on the cage. Okay.
Are you trying to turn around?
No.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get a number. No. All right. So,
I just, you know, building my little list.
Shh. All right. So, I think January probably has like a notebook. So, she's going to write her number on a piece of paper. And she's going to saunter over, of course, in full sight of Cage.
You're standing right next to him, yeah.
Yeah. And what are you wearing, Zach?
Oh, just, you know, I had it's kind of a large t-shirt, kind of gray. I just got a random...
Billabong.
Like, not like Billabong, but like kind of a random design of some company or logo that you don't know. And I ended up just kind of, it looks like I just kind of picked it out of a pile and ripped it down a few times and put it on. And I got some, just colorful shorts that are about knee height.
Board shorts. It's got a back pocket though, right?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
Oh, man.
Yep. So I'll reach over. I hate saying I. And...
Hey, come on.
Yep. I'll slide my number into your back pocket intentionally so you can feel my hand in your pocket. You got a back pocket, right?
All
right. Hi, 7.
Hey, all right.
So on a 7, I'm attempting to turn you on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm putting my hand in your pocket a little too hard. So... On a 7, that means you can either give me a string, you can promise me something you think I want, or you can give yourself to me.
What? I don't know what you want. Maybe I do, which is to piss off Cage. So in reply, I would just say, hey, so how about your number?
Which one are you doing?
Oh, give, I don't know, man. I was thinking something you want.
Yeah, because the way it works, like in this game, yeah, okay, I've successfully turned you on.
Okay.
But the game never really takes away agency from you. That's why you get to choose how you respond. So what it is like, if you give me a string, that means you react however you want, but I now have a little bit of power over you because I know how to kind of manipulate you a little bit.
I see.
So that one doesn't mean, that one doesn't force you to give any kind of specific response. Promise me something you think I want is how Cage and I ended up going on a date. I promised him something I thought he would want. Ergo, I'll show you a good time if you take me out on a date. Okay. That's what I promised him. So you can promise me something you think I want. Or, kind of like, give in to the advance is however you read that in the situation.
You thought that he wanted you
in
to go
previous,
out
in the previous session, okay. Cage turned January on. What? Got a 7.
Well, I was thinking about giving you something you want. I don't know. Do you like Cage? Come on. No? Yes?
It's complicated.
It's complicated? what date were you thinking about going out?
We haven't decided yet.
Yeah, it's my choice.
Well, how about I take you out instead?
Yeah, I think that sounds pretty good.
Cock blocks Cage.
Oh, hey, Cage, what's up? I guess I'll catch you later then.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. What are you doing? I'm taking her on a date.
Fight.
I guess you still can, but.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But you have to wait until I finish first.
Ouch. I'm sorry, I'm not one for sloppy seconds.
Oh, hey, I'm right here.
And what are you doing going on a date with him first?
You had a girlfriend.
I had a girlfriend, not anymore.
Well, it's not my fault you tried to rape her, dude.
So
screw it, that's going to be a shutdown. Because that's a pretty bold statement. Yeah, it's not my fault you, like, assaulted her.
Oh!
That's an 11.
That'll do it. Shut down. Shut someone down. You shut someone down, roll with cold, and a 10 up, choose one. Give them a condition. They lose a string against you. If they had no strings against you, gain a string on them.
You're going to lose a string.
And that one.
Booyah!
So you gain a string on him.
He already have a string on me.
Yeah. I forgot to mention. So all those conditions Cage had, stuck up asshole, dirty dog, nothing but trouble, coward. I couldn't use blamed because that's kind of Catherine's thing.
Yeah.
But if I could somehow have worked any of those into my insult, my shutdown, I would have gotten to add a +1 to my roll.
Okay.
That's how conditions work. So, like, January has slut and blamed. So if you had a roll to turn her on, she is perceived as the school's bicycle. Therefore, you could have totally worked it into the fiction and gotten a +1 to you.
Yeah. So if you're ever working anything on any of the NPCs, check their card before you roll.
Okay.
You might have something you can use.
Well, my apologies about the sloppy seconds comment. I was just referring to his date would probably account to McDonald's compared to what I have in mind.
Yeah, probably. And what would that be?
McDonald's. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't realize you had standards.
Unless you do something, I'm going to make you roll the hold steady.
No, I'm going to do something. I'm going to cause some chaos.
Excellent.
So what did they say we're experimenting with?
You've got some pink stuff, some acid. We'll say it's a sulfuric acid, and a Bunsen burner.
I don't even know these people.
What am I doing? I don't even know what I'm doing.
No, I think we need to decide that I'm going to take her out first, and then you'll go after me.
Okay. What? I'm going to go after you? The date thing. What? I'm going to let January decide.
No, I'm deciding.
You're going to let him decide what you want to do?
Yes, you are.
Oh! No, you're not!
Yes, you are, because you don't want to piss me off anymore, much more.
So I've been pissing you off before?
You have already, and you don't want to piss me off anymore.
Why not?
Because I'm very hungry.
I don't care. I told you, go get something to eat.
I'm not that hungry. That kind of hungry.
So what? I'm going to have to step in between you and Vivian again?
No.
You're that kind of hungry?
That's a burn.
That is a burn.
No. I'm just saying that we are going on a date tonight.
Oh, are we?
Yes, we are.
Tonight.
Okay. And when were you planning on taking out Zach?
Tonight.
Well, then we have a problem.
Oh, I see how it is. I didn't realize that you two were a couple.
Yeah, we're not.
I didn't realize it was that serious.
But we're not. But who are you to disparage in?
Well,
you weren't even here, you see. What if you weren't here for the past few days, were you?
I don't know where he's been, but yeah, he's been out for a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well,
you know, disparage in.
Hey, man, I'm around. I don't know. I figured January seemed a little intriguing, so I thought I'd ask her out, man. But I didn't realize that you guys had a thing going. But, you know, if you like this dude...
Actually, you know what? If you want this site, you can take her.
She's
She's all yours.
Cage is getting socked in the mouth for that one.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That begins all over. Isn't this how the game started?
Yes!
Ooh! All right. Well, good news, I mark XP.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Bad news, that is a 4.
All right, cool. So, yeah, you swing for Cage. I mean, come on, she can't hit worth crap. She goes wild like that when she falls on the table and knocks over a jar of acid. Who does it fall on? Who does it splash on? I got...
Well, it was me and Cage at the table.
Yeah, you and Cage.
Here. Zach was over there as well.
Yeah.
Zach came here.
So just behind. Here. Yeah, so I'm thinking, why not everybody? Yeah. All right, cool. Acid. Congratulations.
Just on her clothes and stuff, or like in
your
faces?
Your arm, and it burns, and oh my god, and wow. Ah. Yeah, you got acid on you too. And
I'm going to rip off my shirt.
Excellent. This Bellinger is like, what are you doing?
Oh, snap. It'd be like a shirt-off competition.
January.
Nah, it's cool, man. I have a bag, and I just pull out my beach towel, and just I kind of pat it off. It's like, hey, what's the teacher's name? Miss Bellinger, we've had an accident.
Oh, my God, we need you to the nurse's office.
We need the chemical shower. Quick.
Take that off. Come on, let's go out in the hallway. Come on.
Hey, Miss Bellinger, really?
Come on.
You want me to take my shirt off?
It's really dangerous. Do it. It's important now.
Is Miss Bellinger hot?
No. No, she's like 50 and pear-shaped.
50? All right.
45 I could do.
All right. We go out to the hall. What does she know about the chemical burns? Huh? All right, fine. Let's do what Miss Bellinger says. Hey, I'll see you later, Jane.
We all got splashed.
I'm just like steaming. Yeah, you're coming too.
Come on now.
All right, we're out in the hallway.
Sorry, you're wearing that stuff?
Yeah, kind of like polo shirt.
Okay, so your shirt doesn't look very tight, so that's okay, but those armbands you probably have to take off.
Okay.
Because they'll have little
stuff. Oh, no.
Right. Have you been cutting yourself?
That's what I liked about her, were her sleeveys.
Actually, because they're tight on there, it probably held the acid to your skin, so you're going to take a harm.
Oh.
Hey, you're the one who rolled 4.
Yeah, I didn't have to, like, splash in the fucking acid. Ouch.
And who is responsible for this?
It was an accident, Miss Bellinger.
And what happened? What were you doing away from your desk, Zachary?
I was talking to January about how her science experiment was going.
He was hitting on her during our experiment.
Is this true?
Was I hitting on you? I just want an innocent note. That's all.
She gave him her phone number.
Is this true, Zachary?
You know, I figured we should keep in contact in case I forgot my homework or something. Uh-huh. Is it wrong for students to communicate outside of school?
When we're dealing with important experiments that have dangerous chemicals, yes it is. You should have stayed at your desk.
Oh, my experiment was finished. What was I supposed to do? Just sit there and twiddle my thumbs all day?
Yes. Or take notes or talk with your own lab partner.
I was just trying to help another group
this
with their assignment.
This is not a dating service, Mr. Flinch. That's it. You're heading down to the office, and so are you too.
What?
Who knocked over the chemical?
Well, exactly what you said. It was an accident.
Who did it?
Fine, it was me.
There you go, young lady. Now you head down to that office and see the principal right this instant. And as for you, young mister, I've heard too much about your troubles, too. You're heading down there as well.
Everyone?
I'm going to march all three of you down there right this instant.
Yes. Man, he's going to love this.
Let's go.
Wait, we're burning with acid. You want me to file a lawsuit against the school because you did not properly tend to our needs?
You're absolutely
right. Get me to a chemical shower. That's it. You know what? I'm going to go to the principal. And tell them about you and your... I marched down. I'm going to the principal. Guess what Miss Bellinger did, huh? Oh, my God. Oh, it hurts. I grab on over the floor and start screaming.
Oh my goodness! Okay, cool. He and I guess the secretary, he picks you up. He more drags you to the
nurse's office.
And they start pouring.
There are two nurse's office.
You two sit there.
All right.
You're not.
They're not screaming.
They're just sizzling. Right. Oh man, now they're alone together. Damn it, that didn't work.
It's better than alone. How you doing there, Catherine?
I'm actually glancing at Vivian and Danielle and seeing what they're up to.
Okay. Actually, that's a pretty good thing to point out. Like, Danielle, she looks like she normally does, you know, big bitchy cheerleader, all that. Vivian does not look like she normally does. She's actually much more toned down. She usually wears pretty fashionable stuff, like tight dresses.
How did she react when I was burning?
Shock, surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, he was screaming. So.
She doesn't care anymore.
I know.
Normally she wears like tight dresses and stuff. She does stuff up, but today she's pretty slummed down. Well, not slummed is not the word, but she's wearing jeans and like a baggy sweatshirt. Like she, yeah.
Conservative?
Yeah.
Hey.
Extremely casual. Hmm. Just out of bed casual.
Hmm. Hey, I was going to the wrong table.
And they just stay at their seats after
the Oh, no, like everybody's there. There's telecom. Oh, my God. What happened? Oh my God, dude. Well, you probably overhear Vivian saying something like "served him right" or something like that.
Me?
She gonna kiss me.
Marco laughed. Don't make me do that again.
Well, let's just say the whole time I'm just like staring at Vivian with a blank expression.
Why?
For now.
Why?
Oh, are you just asking as a storyteller kind of thing?
Well, I'm just curious. Yeah, why?
When the opportunity presents itself, I'm going to go after her.
Okay.
Well, my own underhanded way. So.
Let's see. You're in the nursing room. Ah! You too.
It was acting.
I know. You're on this bench again.
Again.
Same bench.
Same bench. Same position, probably.
Here we are again.
Yeah, I remember what happened last time, too.
You remember?
Yeah, I remember. You went to the police station.
No, like, you remember that I hit you?
I remember asking you to hit me.
It's like the Bundys.
Ow!
Oh, God, I don't tell me.
Are you asking again?
No, I'm not. Did I ask you to hit me?
No, but I want to. Oh,
I forgot. You get off on beating women, don't you?
You're harsh, man.
Hey, sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah, let's get out of here. I'm thinking right now.
You're just going to leave?
Yes, I am. And you're going to follow me.
Why?
Because you owe me a date. No, I owe you a date.
That's right.
That's right. So let's go right now.
Convince me.
If we go right now, then... actually, no.
Then I won't beat the shit out of you?
Yeah, that's really going to convince me.
No. It's one of a soda.
If you go right now, then I'll show you a good time. I want that to turn on. I have my shirt off anyways. So.
Yeah, that's right, you do. I just thought that was your constant state.
So let's go and I'll show you a good time.
Yeah, not to cut in here, but you can either roll to turn me on and kind of like hope I either give you a string or do what you want. Mm-hmm. Do you have any strings on me?
I don't.
All right. No, that's okay. Because, like, after turning on, if you do get a string, you just spend it to say, yeah, leave right now and we'll get an XP.
Alright. Okay. Okay. So, we're going right now.
For the listeners at home, what are you doing to turn me on? Being shirtless just doesn't cut it. I've seen that before.
You said to convince me, so I'm trying to convince you that if we go right now...
By doing what?
What do you say or do? If we go right now.
Oh, where did this bottle of baby oil come from?
I don't know anything about what you like your hobbies or anything like that.
Nope.
No, nothing.
You could gaze into the abyss to find out.
Well, that works.
We found out gaze into the abyss is the find stuff out move.
Oh, and like on people too. Okay.
Yep. So remember in Twilight, there's like the Google montage scene, or there's like in supernatural things, there's someone like pulling through a library doing something. That's kind of what it is, but you kind of have to do something.
Right. So I can't roll and say, like, I want to know.
Well, you can, but it's kind of like, how do you find stuff out? Remember what started the whole thing with January is she said she was zoning out to drudge metal music really loud on her headphones because she hears voices and that's how she finds stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, that's my gaze in the abyss. Mm-hmm. What do you do to find stuff out?
Okay,
so you're like, you can just mechanically, you just roll it and say, I want to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Fictionally, you can't just kind of do it. What do you do to find out?
Okay, so that won't work.
Forcefully kiss her and see if that turns her on.
Can't do it. Can't try turning on just by, you know, grabbing you.
You can roll for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, yeah. But then, yeah, so I want to do that. I want to roll to grab you. Well, you know, pull you towards me. Okay?
Yeah, works for me.
Okay.
We'll see what happens if you,
No, but I roll when it turns on, it was cold. So it's
8. Alright, cool. So turn someone on. 7 to 9. What's the effect?
They choose one, right?
Right.
Give themselves to you, promise something, or you give a string.
Cage just grabs hold of you, plants one on you.
There's a string.
String?
Yeah.
Alright. Gain a string on January.
Okay.
I missed my opportunity. It's January. Because of my hate for authority.
How do you react, January?
Stiffly.
At first.
I was thinking.
Let me ask you this. Do you kiss him back? Or do you just hold your lips there?
Probably.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! That's where that string comes from.
This is why you need your little character portrait, so you can just go drying out the peanut gallery when you need to play this stuff. Like, yeah.
And there'll be more on our date.
We're not going to McDonald's, are we?
No. That's where Zach can take you.
Alright. How do I somehow become like everything's people are fighting over? Wasn't expecting that.
This, it's already cleared, so it's good, but don't forget that she has slept too, so you probably could have used that.
Oh yeah, so that would have got it up to, what, 8?
Yeah. Or 9.
9.
Yeah. If you're going to roll, check the cards.
Right. Okay.
So...
Yeah. Delusion.
What'd you get?
Yeah. Alright, the nurse brings you back out, having been washed.
I was going to be sleeping in one of the beds.
Oh, you want to go to sleep?
Yeah.
You, like, pretend you pass out or something?
No, I just...
Just going to hang there?
Yeah, it's going to hang there.
Okay, cool. The nurse is like, are you okay?
Oh, I don't know, I just feel tired.
Oh, alright, if you want to hang out here for a little while, that's fine.
Oh, thanks. There's Coolahan.
I see genuine cage through the window and I'm bummed.
Okay, back to the classroom. So you wanted to go and talk to Vivian?
Well, not exactly talk, but we...
More like blame.
Because she actually wants to talk to you. She, in fact, marches right up to your desk.
Ooh.
I look up to her.
And what the hell are you looking at? Freak.
I just kind of bow down a bit my face and look at the ground.
Aren't you going to answer me? Dan comes over too.
Okay, I grab a beaker of acid.
Okay. And...
And what?
Dear Lord!
For our audience at home who did not see the hand gesture, what did you do?
I splash it on Vivian.
Holy crap! On her
Vivian.
Shirt, on her face.
Yeah.
At
just
her feet.
In her general direction.
Dang! Alright, roll it.
I have no idea what that counts as, but...
I think that's lash out physically since you're just attempting to do damage.
Yes, it is.
Alright. Sorry, once again.
That is a... becomes an 8 because my volatile is -1.
Alright, lash out physically.
Do you get an XP?
No. When you lash out physically, roll with volatile. On 10 up, you deal them harm and choose 1, but you didn't roll that. On a 7 to 9, you choose... you do them harm, but choose 1. They gain 1 string on you. They deal 1 harm to you for free, if they want to. Or you become your darkest self.
Hmm. That's really interesting. This might...
So do harm, become delusional again? So
get harm.
Yeah.
She gets a string, or you go darkest self.
Hmm. Okay. I think I kind of like my darkest
I
self.
I knew you were going to choose that.
I All become right. invisible.
You immediately disappear. Vivian, the Asikov, she starts screaming and flailing at what is now apparently thin air. You disappear over there. Daniel's like, holy fuck, what the... Like that. NG just kind of stands there staring at it, and yeah. What do you do?
Hmm. This time I'll take the Bunsen burner and set fire to Daniel's hair.
Whew, you're a scary ghost. All right, do it.
You're invisible right now?
Yep.
Can you read out your darkest self?
You become invisible. No one can see you, feel you, or hear your voice. You can still affect inanimate objects, but this is your only avenue of communication. You escape your darkest self when someone acknowledges your presence and demonstrates how much they want you around.
Okay.
Which I'm guessing is not going to happen.
Nope, not if you keep burning people and splashing them with acid. Jesus. Like, I want Catherine around to make her stop.
That is a 7.
Okay. Same thing as before. So you get to choose. Does Danielle get a string on you, or does she do one harm back to you?
I don't wonder.
Something else catches fire. Vivian's flailing splashes you with acid, unfortunately.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with the harm option.
The harm option. All right, cool. Yeah, as you catch Danielle on fire.
Too bad you're not there. Okay, you be like,
yeah, you catch on fire, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. So Danielle, she starts screaming, batting at her hair. Vivian's also screaming. And you...
Buzzburn, that's some serious damage, dude. I'll
tell you what, right? You catch on fire too. People, of course, are looking at the scene, so they see what looks like kind of a figure wreathed in flames. People just start screaming all over the place. The classroom empties out seconds later.
So much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, you got all huffy because Zach hit on January. Jeez, where are your priorities?
I missed that. I missed all that, so I have no idea.
Yeah, you're sitting there chilling on the bed.
Neither do we.
Yeah.
So. All right, you're sitting there chilling on the bed when all of a sudden the fire alarm goes off.
Oh, snap. What the hell's going on? Nurse Coulihan. Is that her name?
If it is now.
Coulihan.
Nurse Coulihan.
Oh, if they have sprinklers in the school.
What
oh,
is,
yeah.
What's going on?
And sprinklers come on. Why not?
Oh, man. I'm still kind of... in a slumber, I was out.
Are you stoned?
No, I just woke up. Like,
oh man!
I'm stuffed up.
Oh, okay. So he's like a
method actor too.
Oh god, jeez! I'm gonna pull like a blanket over me.
All right, you guys, you're sitting there. You're shirtless. You're nearly shirtless.
Doesn't matter.
And now you're wet
from the sprinkler. From the sprinklers.
Oh jeez!
Come on.
I can hear the Enigma song.
Drive-Thru RPG. We average 9 new titles a day. That's over 60 a week. And we've got well over 15,000 RPG titles online right now. Drive-Thru RPG. The one true source for RPGs.
Thank you.
Idle Red Hands, recorded in Kobe, Japan. See us online at www.idleredhands.com. Music provided by Tripod Jimmy, and the song was Roadkill. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.